Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. I just want to read that one verse of scripture. Let you stand one more time for reading God's word. Thank you so much. Reverence unto his word. I know I'm not a mother, nor will I ever be a mother, but I've lived with one for 47 years, almost 48 years. And I've learned some things from her. And looking at the Word of God, I want to share with you moms. Understand and know that some of you moms are having to raise kids on your own. I don't want you to throw in the towel or quit listening to me. I got a total package for you today. Okay? Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Another translation said, "I will make a helper comparable to him." Comparable to him. A helper, mom, a helper is one that is equal or complementary. Listen to me closely. They didn't come to entertain, but to minister to you, to lift you up, and to strengthen you on this Mother's Day. A helper is one that is equal and complementary to you. God created something from nothing. He created Adam and the animals out of the dust of the earth. Correct? Eve was created from Adam's side. Again, equal and complementary. Not out of the dust, but equal and complementary. And according to the scriptures, you are critical for man's survival. Look at your husbands and say, "Listen closely." Listen, listen. Adam perhaps could have been happy with a dog or a pony. But God uniquely created and chose you to be his helpmate by his side. It was from the same substance as he was. Listen, the woman was created from Adam's side, not the dust of the earth. And though you men come up short of rib, it's because the woman comes beside you and compliments you. It's a must to have each other. Ladies, you have been created to be a wife, a mother, to complete the man and the family, and you were designed uniquely. Single moms, don't leave me, okay? As God the Father, Jesus and the Holy Ghost are equal, working in unity, so God designed the woman to be unique in your role as wife, mother, helper, and companion. Again, Genesis 2:18 said, "I will make a helper comparable," or a companion to them. A companion is a pair intended to complement or match each other. A helper, one that supplies what is lacking. And I can hear some of you moms right now, "I've tried really, really hard, and it always hadn't worked out on the other end of the line." You hang on. God loves you. He knows where you're at. A helper, one that supplies what is lacking. And how many of you wives, right now, you understand that us men have things that are lacking that we need help with? Thank you, sweetheart. I did hear somebody else clear their throat. So maybe I'll ask you after a while what that meant. When you think about it, listen, when you think about it, men were created from the dust and women were created out of man's side. In other words, you were created, mamas, out of something more expensive. That's a compliment for both of you. Okay? Ladies, you were created out of something more expensive. Okay? That's gooder grits. I should have got a lot of amens on that. Men's assignment in life is to be a prophet, a priest, and a king. And Christ sent you the Holy Spirit to be your helper and your guide through life, men and ladies. And that being said, ladies, moms, God has placed a calling on your life with a special uniqueness to play a special part of ministry in your marriage, in your home, and in your family. Okay, are you ready? If you're not married, this message is still for you. If you don't have children, this message is still for you. Before you become a wife or a mom, you were created with a unique calling and with unique characteristics that can only be possessed by you, mamas, by you, ladies. And whatever status, wherever you find yourself today, allow God to begin to create a ruby in your life. Let's look at some qualities that God gave you that perhaps you've never seen before. And if you're a mom and you're not married at this time, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Listen to me. But don't give in to someone who don't deserve you. Allow Christ to be your soulmate till He brings someone in your life that He has ordained just for you. You have still been designed uniquely for God's purpose and plan. And you're creating boys and girls for the kingdom of heaven's sake. John 14 and 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Just as the Lord give the Holy Spirit." Ladies, you are not the Holy Spirit, but you are like the Holy Spirit to bring things to our remembrance that we have forgotten. God made you a helper. As a wife and a mother to your husband, your children, and others through your life, you are uniquely designed. You have attributes and characteristics that men do not have. Remember, you was created from something more valuable. Some of you are scratching your head thinking. But anyway, God put the Holy Spirit in you. And with your spirit and your demeanor, you are to model the attributes of the Holy Ghost. You are to model the attributes of the Holy Ghost. Okay, give me time to explain that. There are five roles, basically, of the Holy Spirit. And if you look at those in direct correlation, there are five ways that mamas have been uniquely created. And we appreciate that. Number one, I'm going to look at those five characteristics. Those unique ways that God created you. Number one, He created you as a companion. Hello? He created you as a companion, helper, friend, teacher, guide to your children, best buddy to your husband. And He has given you the ability and helped you to adapt to fulfill all those at one time. They talk about men wearing a lot of hats. Ladies, you wear a lot of hats. You work together in the house, in the yard. Listen. Most likely, the reason you fell in love with that man you're married to is because you had fun together. And those of you that are not married, God will send you someone, if you'll be patient, that you can have fun together with again. And men, she ain't your mama. She is your companion. Amen. Treat her like one. Now with that companionship, helper, friend, teacher of your children, your best buddy to your husband, there's a difference in teaching your children and letting them become like you. It'll get somber for here in just a minute, but I want to help you. There's a difference in training your children and letting them become like you. There was a song several years ago. I don't condone it, but I remember it, and it works good with this message. Remember that song that says, "Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys"? Well, I'll let you deal with that on your own. You can guide them on the right path. You can teach them your qualities. How to cook, how to sew, how to clean, how to garden, how to do different things, whatever is your specialty. But make sure you teach them and don't transfer the ungodly characteristics in your life to them. There's a difference in teaching and transfer. If you have godly characters and qualities, you transfer them. If you have characteristics that are not godly, if you're not careful, you'll transfer them to your kids anyway. Let me explain. I love my mom, and she's not here with me today, unfortunately. But my mama taught me several things that I'm very appreciative of. She taught me how to cook. She taught me my multiplication tables, or helped me. She tried her best to teach me how to spell. And only those of you close enough to me understand that. I didn't pick up with that very, very well, but I'm learning. And as you all know, she tried to teach me good grammar, but that didn't work neither. But I will tell you, listen closely, she did transfer to me her fear of storms. Are you listening to me? We have good qualities, we have bad qualities. Mama, you have some good qualities and bad qualities. And you need to talk to God about those bad things that you do not transfer them to your children. If you would look in the mirror and be totally honest, what are the attributes and tributes you have in your life that you want to transfer to your children? And which one do you not want to? Because most likely, those that you don't want to transfer to your children, if you don't keep it under the blood, they will be transferred to them. Whether it's anger, whether it's mismanagement of money, all the different attributes, good and bad, that I can list, I just want you to know that God has placed a uniqueness in your life to teach them and transfer the good. But if we're not real careful, we will transfer the bad, and our babies will grow up to be cowboys anyway. Brother Ronnie's saying, "What is wrong with that?" Be careful what you transfer to your kids. Number two, you have the quality of comfort. You need to learn to be an encourager and be the one that sets an atmosphere of praise in your home. Learn to have faith. Be positive. Be tentative to your husband's hurts and affirmation. Show him you care, that he is your husband and the most important person in your life. Whether you realize it or not, your husband needs your affirmation. And you are the unique one to transfer that to him. Your children need your touch. I said your children need your touch. Can I encourage you today? Don't sulk and use a silent treatment on your family just because they do something stupid. What if the Holy Spirit went in the bedroom and slammed the door every time you didn't do something right? I'll let you read the rest of that. Be the Holy Spirit's helper to keep the lines. Be the Holy Spirit's helper to keep the lines of communication open and show the traits of a soft and a gentle spirit. Line of communication. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. It keeps that line of communication open. Number three, you are like a counselor. Men and women don't think the same. Hello? Isn't that an eye-opener? But you need each other to be objective and give insight to each other in life. Hello? Are you ready? I still got about 15 good minutes of this, okay? Men and women need each other, but men need to learn to listen to their wives' counsel. Thank you, ladies. But I will tell you, smart men will listen to their wives before they do anything stupid. As they learn to pray together. John 16:13 said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. You have been given and gifted as a counselor. Can I explain that? Mamas, you have a unique quality of insight and intuition. Hello? I know some of you are thinking, what is he coming up with now? Okay, so I'm going to break it down for you. Men, we have radar. Women has sonar. You all don't know the difference? Men make decisions oftentimes off the cuff, while women have their emotions and their intuition to make decisions and to consider all the circumstances. The difference is radar detects surface stuff, while sonar detects and penetrates deep objects and things. Hello? They have the ability to see the overall picture, where we just see what we want, and, you know, motorcycle, four-wheeler, whatever. Can I tell you today, men, smart men will listen to their wives and get their input before they do anything. Especially life-changing decisions. Wives, you have been given the attribute of a convictor. I should have known that this would be a real shouting message, but ladies, I'm giving you some things, moms, that you can shout about later. John 16:1, these things have I spoken, and you should not be offended. You know, offense will come. But men, just because your wives try to help you balance things out, don't be offended by it. And ladies, when you try to help us, learn to do it in a constructive way, not a destructive way. When you tell us to quit eating so much and constantly telling us how to drive, learn to say it in a nice way. It'll take some work, but you can do it. Learn to say negative things in a positive way. You can do it. Tell your husbands, I can do it. Listen. You men need to learn to listen to your wives. You men need to learn to listen to your wives. You'll live longer. You may not want to, but you will. You'll live longer. Listen to your wives and quit arguing with her. We can't keep up anyway. Right? You can't keep up anyway. Did you know that it's scientifically known that if a man's heart rate gets above 100, we can't think? Literally. And women are tough, and they can argue better anyway. Hey, I just want to help you ladies, you mamas, to learn to say negative things in a positive way. A couple of positive lines that perhaps you mamas need to learn is, honey, you need to learn to eat healthier so our kids will. What do you think about that? Yeah. And by the way, honey, if you would keep the roads safer, if you would learn to navigate the traffic by anticipating the possibilities of a mishap. Can I tell you today that men and children will gravitate, this is real important, men and children will gravitate to where they get comfort and affirmation. Yeah, us tough guys especially. And us tough guys will avoid conflict at all costs. Number five, you ladies have been given the uniqueness of being a connector. Being a connector. You have a attribute of being a great conduit. People gravitate towards you, especially in relationships. So I encourage you, mamas, to allow your attributes and relational matters to bring your husband, your children, closer to God and closer to the church community. Amen. So real quickly, in closing, I said in closing, didn't say how long I was going to close, but in closing, there are also five things that are a mother's nature in their role. And you can compare those five things with the nature and the role of the Holy Spirit. Number one, a mother naturally is gentle. Was that a heavenly heart plan? My. Maybe I need to say that. I can say that again. Natural attribute of a woman is gentleness. Didn't work the second time. I don't know what that means. You have the attributes and the unique qualities of a woman of faith and confidence, not fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 5. And by the way, when I mentioned that not fear, it took me several years to get past that spirit of fear that my mom instilled in me in storms. And now, let the winds blow, I can sleep right through. But it took me a while, with a lot of prayer, to get over that spirit of fear. So, Peter said, 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 3, your beauty should not come from an outward adornment, such as braiding of the hair and wearing of gold, jewelry, and fine clothes. There is nothing wrong with that, but understand that's not where your beauty comes from. Instead, it should be from the inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. That does not mean you cannot give your opinion. And you cannot tell your husband what you think about the matter. Your unfading beauty and gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in the sight of God. For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands. That does not make them a doormat. It makes them your companion. Number two, the nature and role of a wife is purity, or a mother is purity. Holy, doing things right in the right way. Do you know what happens when you fight fire with fire? You get a big fire. Hello? So in that purity, that attribute, that uniqueness that God made you, that purity and holy, doing things right in the right way. Number three, that natural role as a woman, mother of God, is positivity. We struggle with that in such a negative world that we live in. And perhaps that would be another message. How in the world do we stay positive in such a negative world? With all the things that we have to deal with, especially your moms that's having to deal with your kids all by yourself. It's hard to stay positive. But I'm here to tell you that there's the grace and the mercy of God that can make up the difference in your life. And those of you that are putting up with your children and your husband, God will give you the grace to be of that quiet, gentle, purity, and positive person. That positive person brings joy and kindness and exemplifies the fruits of the Spirit in your life and in your home and among your children. Patience. Have you mamas prayed for patience lately? Patience is the virtue of long-suffering and faithfulness. No matter how many times your kid spills the milk on the floor, you teach them how to pour the milk in a glass, not on the floor, with patience and with faithfulness. Listen, it will take you a while to get it right. Even if you have to do it over and over and over again, the God that we serve has made you and designed you uniquely. You can do it. And fifthly, He gives you the graciousness or the grace to bring all of it together like nobody else. I was listening to a Marine last night that had served his term as a Marine, and he was now the stay-at-home dad because he had finished his tour as a Marine and taken care of the kids. And he told the individual, he said, being a dad taking care of the kids is a lot rougher than being a Marine. I thought, wow. And then we got mamas that struggle to handle it all of their own, but I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. I want to encourage you. And mamas, even with your husbands, I encourage you to help your wives. They are uniquely designed to handle a lot of things. But you're to do it together. And single moms, God will bless you if you'll stay faithful, but don't get in a hurry. Can I tell you that graciousness and that grace that both needs to show one another? Husbands and wives need to learn to give grace to each other, giving them what they don't deserve and a whole lot less of what they do deserve. Do I need to repeat that again? To both husbands and wives and mamas and daddies, you need to learn to give grace to each other. Giving to each other what you don't deserve and a whole lot less of what you do deserve. Listen, men, you may not deserve it, but the nature of the Holy Spirit gives you what you don't deserve. Ladies, it's your role. Mamas, it's your role as a helper, led by the Holy Spirit, your nature through Jesus Christ, to give your husband perhaps what he don't deserve, such as a kiss, a kind word, affirmation, even a nice dinner, when you really don't deserve it. Each of us, when we need God the most, is usually when we deserve Him the least. Am I preaching good now? Can I tell you today that we don't need to love God because He saved us from hell. We need to love Him because He gave us heaven. Did you know that when God saved you, He already knew it would take a lifetime to fix you? When He saved you, He knew it would take a lifetime to fix you. Moms, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Uniquely designed. And we thank God for you. You can find that in Psalms 139:16. But I want to close today. No song. Just close today. Because I know that most of you have plans to be with your moms or be together as a family. Don't want you to forget tonight at 6 o'clock. No prayer meeting to give you extra time. But I want to close today with this. Husbands, cherish your wife. Single moms, if you'll be faithful, there'll come a day you'll have a husband that will cherish you. as a mother and wife. Proverbs 31, beginning at verse 10, says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." Verse 12, "She will do him good and not evil all the days of his life."